Okay, today's Daf Tet. We're on Daf Ches on the base, two lines from the bottom. Today's year is sponsored by Michael Tova Fruchter, Lila Nishmas from David Mayer, Ben Harab, Shmuel. We're up to the story as follows. So there ended up being 10, 12 questions that the Athenians asked Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua basically bested them all 12 times. So the deal was that if Rabbi Yeshua loses, they can do with him what they want. The only Rishonim have a question about that. He's going to let them kill him for this? That requires an answer. And Rabbi Yeshua's deal was, if they win, I take them back to Rome.
Get them on the boat.
Get them on the boat, right. So, I called Chad V'Chad. He took everyone on the boat. Remember, the boat had 60 rooms. Each room had 60 chairs. So, Ki Chazia Shitin Bistarki, when each one saw his room with 60 chairs, Omar, he said, Kula Chavroi L'Hachu Asi. Ah, my whole chavra is going to be with me. What's the point of that? Because it doesn't happen. Everyone has their own room. What's the point of that? To give them false hope. Omar Lei L'Sfuna, he said to the captain, Shari Svinta, let's go, get moving. Get the boat moving. The Hadid Dekah, so as they were traveling, before they traveled, Shagal Afram Ephraim. Rabbi Yeshua took earth from the port. Kimata Lebei Bli, when he got to Bei Bli, now Rashi says, Bei Bli, this makes any sense. How do they translate Bei Bli?
Water that swallows.
Water that swallows. So Mayam Shebuk Yonas, it's some water in the Atlantic, Shebolim, which swallows, Kol Meimos Sheba'olam, all the water of the world. It's some what? One minute. It's some kind of whirlpool, right? She noflimbo, that the water falls in there. Umevino some at home. It goes down into the depths. Upaltos osan and it escapes. And the so what does he do? What do? They go to that place and mole kuzu demayim be bleikad. And Rabbi Yeshua fills up a jug of this water. So it says Tosfos, if the water goes down to the depth, how can he fill it up with a jug? It doesn't make any sense. Right? Tosfos is a whole other pshat. The Rabbeinu Gershom says this is the water from the well of Miriam. I don't know what this means. Anyway, some kind of water that makes the water, any other water, disappear, basically. Right? So, after the I come in who come a Caesar. They come in front of the Caesar. Chazinu the Havi Mani. The Caesar saw that everybody was down, like down in the dumps. Only 60 guys were down in the dumps. Amalei Hanilav Ninu. These are the elders of Athens, the leaders, the philosophers. Can't be. So Shakal Me'efrayu. What he did, he took out the dirt. So when they smelled the dirt, they smelled their hometown. So Shakal Me'efrayu V'shadu Alayu Akshe Alape Malka. And they started talking very, very harshly to the king, to the Caesar. That got him upset. A Malay called the boys Avibu. He says to Yeshua, you can do whatever you want with these people. These people are no good. Aitinhu Maya, the Aitin Mibay Bali, Shadima Batigda. He took the water from the whirlpool, put it into a huge barrel. A Malay who, Maluhu Luhu, told all the 60 guys, go fill it up. Vaziluhu, Maluhu, Ushadibe, Kame Kame Ubaluhu. And every time they filled it up, it got just nothing happened. So they're working all day, nothing's happening. Right? What? Malu ad the shamit kesbayu ubolu v'azol. They did that till their shoulders came off and they withered away. End of story. What on earth is that about? What on earth is that about? I don't know what that's about.
No.
That what? That, you know, when you chase after Stuss and false philosophy, it just leads to nothing. I guess that could be one of the. I just made that up. You keep on working at nothing.
You're
getting it full. Exactly. Keep on working. Go study philosophy. What are you doing? You're studying nothing. Keep on emptying. All you're doing is filling up a barrel with a hole. Basically, a barrel with a hole in it. Basically, what it is. So you're spending your whole life filling up a barrel with a hole in it. That's a big waste of a life, right? That's an insult. Could be. Okay. Back to earth. Ready? Here we go. Not a hard daf. Chamora, Let's say you have a female donkey, shelo bichra, never had a baby, v'yolda shnei zecharim, and it had two males. Now, is it twins? Is it not twins? Not sure. It doesn't seem to say it's twins, right? Anyway, nosin tle echad l'kohen. You have to give one of them to the kohen. Why? Says Rashi. Pidyon, you have to give one to the kohen. Sorry, nosin tle echad l'kohen. You give one sheep to the kohen as a pidyon. Right. Why? Demimanoshach chad minayu b'char shepeter asarechem. One is certainly a Bukhar. We're going to see that there's a man that will hold, if it's twins, they're both Bukhars. You can have the same if they're twins. But our Mishnah clearly doesn't say that. Next, Zachar Unakeva. Now this must be twins. So what happened was, the donkey gave birth to a male and a female, and you don't know which one came out first. So Mafrish Tle Echad La'atzmo. You have to give one tleh, set it aside, but you don't have to give it to the kohen. You can keep it for yourself. Why? Look at Rashi. Shehu ba'atmo yochol ha-tleh. You yourself can eat that tleh. V'lo yibneno l'kohen. You don't have to give it to the kohen, right? You don't have to give it to the kohen. Why? The kohen have moti mechaveiro. The kohen wants the tleh. The alav haraya lahavi edim. He has an obligation to bring edim. Shazachar yotza tchila. But the male came out first. Some are claiming on Madaik. What does Rashi mean, Adim? Adim? What if the wife saw the male come out first? Would that be enough? Why didn't Rashi say, Alav Raya, Lahavi, Shazachar yotza? Why is Rashi picking the word Adim? Does that mean real two Adim? And the wife saw is not enough? Hashem Aid. The guy saw? What if the 10-year-old boy saw? Would that be good enough? It's very funny. What does Rashi mean? So does Rashi just throw that in? What does he mean by that? So it's about Bechol Tachmon. What do you mean by that? We normally say those types of things don't require Edom. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're not sure if he benched or not. You're not sure if he benched. You don't know. You don't remember. How could that happen? It happened. You're sitting on the couch. It's an hour after. Did I bench? Right? So it's a suffix d'oraita, right? What if your wife says, I saw you benching? Don't you remember you benched? Is that the bar shani? So we say, of course it's good enough. Right? It's not nothing. No, but the idea is... Right, I'm just giving you an idea. The idea is, what's this? It's also not. If I have a video camera, and I saw the male come out first, well, does that require the topic? It's not even. That's what I'm saying. If I had a video camera that I saw that I benched, I don't have to bench again. Why? That was Eden. It's not a court case. So here, yes, you're right, it is a little bit of a court case. But I'm resolving the subject. It's very interesting. So what do I actually mean by that? Something he meant Bildakka, which is very, very interesting. Something I just threw that in because that's how you write. Right? You have to bring Adam. Did he really mean it? He didn't mean Adam. He meant Araya. Then Rashi continues, very interesting Rashi, Visura Lekha. There's no Isser over here. There's no Isser. Why? We said many times. Dafilu Petachamar Gomer Shapadu Baseh in Kedusha. There's never Kedusha here. Lo bo, not in it. Lo b'pidyono, not in the sheep. There's no Kedusha. If you're not doing anything wrong, if you eat that tleh, the Gemara is going to ask, then why do you have to be mafresh? What do you have to be mafresh for? Right? Because it's totally masnitsin, the amazed nanabo. The mission is going to say in a minute, if it dies, you can have enough from it. We'll see what that means. Ella, gazalu, but he's still stealing. Why? The ikka aim the ikka. It's still stealing. If Ader knows it's a tlela kohen, it belongs to the kohen. The who, the vahacha, let the gazel the safek who. It's not gazel, it's a safek. You think I stole from you? So prove it. Okay. Next, back in the Gemara. Shtechamor, we have two donkeys in the pen. Shalom bichro. Neither of them had babies before. The yalda shnei zecharim, and they gave birth to two males. So no sin shnei talam l'kohen, right? You give both to the kohen. What's the chiddush in that, right? The chiddush is you can't give one tleh for both. That's the chiddush. What's the chiddush in that, right? You can't give one tleh for both. We can see in a minute sometimes you can give one tleh for more than one, but here you can't. Zachar u'nekeva. What if they give birth to a zachar and a nekeva? Oh, or shnei zachar and a nekeva. Two zachars and a nekeva. No, say tlet echad l'kohen. You give one tlet to a kohen,
and one that you keep for yourself. Why?
One, there's no shaylah. There's no shaylah belongs to a kohen, right? There's no way with two donkeys, two males and one female, there's no way that one of them is not going to a kohen. There's no way. What about the other one? Right? The other one you keep for yourself. Right? Ask the Rosh, why do you have to give two tefillin? One tefillah, no question, has to go to the kohen. The other one, it's a sfek sveka. What's a sfek sveka? Sefek number.
He gets only one regardless.
The kohen gets one regardless. The question is, what about the second one? The second one,
what
do you
mean?
Because
the
no, there's two donkeys. One had a male,
mm-hmm.
and one had a male and a female.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's no way the Kohen's not getting one. Right? Says Rashi, the other one, for the other animal, you have to be master's slave to keep it for yourself. Why? Because maybe the girl came first. Maybe the kid came first. So it's a suffix. He wants it, he has to bring a rice from you, he has to be master's. Says the Rush, you don't have to be master's, it's a sex faker. What's a double suffix? Right? What's a double suffix? Maybe, one donkey gave birth to two males. The other one gave birth to a female. And even if that didn't happen, even if one donkey gave birth to a male and the other one gave birth to a male and a female, maybe the female was born first. So there's no bechor, it's a sex maker. You hear that, sex maker? Says the Rush. Why don't you? If it's a sex maker, you don't have to do anything. Why not? Says the Rush, an unbelievable yisod in the rules of sex maker. If you can get out of it without having to rely on the sex maker, then get out of it without relying on the sex maker. What are you doing? You're taking your sheep and you're saying, I'm hereby being podeh in the suffix. Does anything change? Nothing changes to the sheep. Nothing changes to your life. So why not do that? Why are you relying on a sex maker if you don't have to? If you have to, you're allowed to. Why should you do that if you don't have to? It's unbelievably so in life. I have a sex maker. So, but why rely on it if it doesn't cost you anything? What's the downside? So be mafreshit. Nothing changes. There's no kedusha. Nothing changes. As we're going to see, all the rules, nothing changes. It's a very important yisod in sex veka, right? Oh, it's a sex veka. But if you don't have to rely on it, why should you? At the end of the day, it's full of doubt. Okay, next. What about this one? Shtei nekevos v'zachar, if it gave birth to two females and a male. Right? Oh, or shnei zacharim v'shtei nekevos. Or two males and two females, and the kohen klum. The kohen doesn't get anything. Why? Says Rashi, further down, Zecharim was staying in the keva. Safek came, the Safek. The Shema, Kol Chai Vachad Yod, the Zachar were in the keva. The Shema in the keva, just the Tchila. Maybe the girls came out first. Hilkach, and come the kohen klum. Ella, Mafra Shalayim, Shtei Tzalayim, Lafkui, Yisur, Vehen, Lashman. But you have to be Mafra Shtu to keep for yourself. On the Safek, that the males came out first. Good? Good. Achas bichwa, the achas shelo bichwa. What if one was a bechor? What if one never had a baby and one yes had a baby? The elder shnei zakarim and it gave birth to two males. Now what do you do? So the zakarim definitely gets one. No tzein tleh echad lekohen. The kohen definitely gets one. There's no shaila about that. What about the other one? What about the other one? The other one. Right. The other one, what about the other one? I don't know if it's doing anything to the other one. Zachar and a keva. What if it gave birth to a zachar and a keva here? So mafresh tle echad la'atmo. You only have to give one to yourself. Why? Because maybe it's almost like a sex faker. Right? There were two mothers, but one mother is not going to give birth to a bechor. And one mother is yet going to give birth to a bechor. Then they gave birth to a zachar and a keva. So the keva could be from the one that's not a bechor. So it could be the bechor here at all.
What
that means is you have to take the sheep, be mafreshit, but you get to keep it.
You get to eat it,
right? Then nothing changed. The Gemara is yes. What are you mafreshit for? The Gemara is yes. That question. That's what we said. Shenemar.
We're talking about tleh. We're not talking about a donkey where
it's zero kedusha. Correct. Tleh has zero kedusha. Right. We're going to get the Gemara to answer that question. So Shenemar, now the Shenemar goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah. This really should be the beginning of the Masechta. The Masechta should open up with this Pasuk. Shenemar, how do you know such a thing as Petach HaMar? The Pasuk, Shenemar, Petach HaMar, Tifteh B'Zeh. Right? What does the word seh mean? We said this many times. There's no English translation for the word seh. There's no way to translate that word into English. The word seh means an animal that's either a goat or a sheep. When in third grade, when you're learning the word seh, you translate it as a sheep. That's not what it means. It's either a goat or a sheep. The classic example is carbon pesa. Carbon pesa is seh levayis. What's a seh? You bring a goat or a sheep. Right? Same thing over here. Petachamar tifte beseh. Min akvasim umin ha'idim. From a sheep or from a goat. Zachar, from the keva, it could be a zachar, it could be in a keva, gadol, katan, it doesn't make a difference. As a matter of fact, Tom...
That's why Abraham said that the puzzle.
Right.
He's saying both of the things, why is he saying in the puzzle and anything?
Who? Where?
Why does the puzzle have to count? If the word said, why does the puzzle go on the
count? No, it doesn't say, that's not the puzzle, that's not part of the puzzle. The words "menach kvasim" and "menach idim" are not part of the pasuk.
Yeah.
No, the pasuk says "petach amar tifteh b'seh v'lo tifteh ba'arasto." Doesn't say anything. So the Gemara asked that question. Yeah, we did learn that in Pesach. Don't you remember, like 6 years ago?
Sure. You know, in a year I'll remember.
There. So we asked that. I think the Gemara asked that question. It's all diuk. It's all limudim. Anyway, the sheep that you're transferring could be Zachar, Nekeva, Gadol, Katan, Tomim, Balmum. It makes no difference. It doesn't make a difference. Upo de bo pa'am harbe. You can even be po de it many times. So Rashi says, if the Kohen gives it back to you, if the Kohen gives the sheep back to you, the next year you can be po de it again. Or next cycle, or no, the next Bechor in your pen, the next donkey that's giving birth to a Bechor, you can give him the same flood back. Right? Not only that, nichnas l'dir l'hisaser. If he gave it back to you, or it's for yourself, or whatever reason you have it, and you're counting up your sheep for ma'aser, that counts. Or should it not count? What? Right, exactly. Double dipping. It's not a problem. It's exactly the point. The mace. Let's say your mafers the seth to the kohen, and then the seth died. It died before you had a chance. You call up the Kohen. So by the way, I'm giving you the set. Come pick it up. He says, fine, I'll be there tomorrow. That overnight it died. What?
That happened.
Yeah, that's what happened. Nen and Bo, it still belongs to the Kohen. So the Kohen can sell it or whatever. Still belongs to the Kohen. Okay. Mantana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that said that if there's two males born, right, you only have to give one Tleh? Right? He said if there's twins born. I said, it doesn't have to be twins, but it could be twins. If there's twins born, you only have to give one to the Kohen. Who said that? Who's the author of that Mishnah? Okay. The donkey gave birth to twin males.
Right.
So who said...
Does that mean he gives two?
Because we're going to have in a minute, that Rabbi Yosef Lewis says he gives two.
One came out first.
So Rabbi Yosef Lewis says, no, it's not true. Amar B'Yirmi, look at Rabbi Yosef Lewis. Can't be Rabbi Yosef Lewis. Why? See, Rabbi Yosef Lewis, Amar Efshel Tamsin. It's possible... that you can be matamtein. That means you can be exactly precise, specifically to the millimeter. And if they both came out at the exact same time, they're both bechor. Is that humanly possible? What about by animals? Because I think he's going to say the same thing by humans. If you have twin boys, it could be they're both bechor. The dinner pidyon have been on both.
Okay, both put their hand out.
Oh, that's what we're going to say. One stuck his head out, then the other one came out, so they both came out at the same time. We're going to see about that. So Amar Abaya. Abaya is like this. Abaya is not going to make any sense. We're going to reject Abaya at the end of the dot. Afilu tema, Rabbi Yosef Galili. No, our Mishnah could be Rabbi Yosef Galili. Shiny Hassam, when did Rabbi Yosef Galili say his din? That what? That you can have two boys being Bechars. That's because the Ksiv has Zacharim Lashem. It says it in plural. It's a funny word, way to say it, right? The Pasuk says, Vavarta kolpel terecha Mashem. I'm sorry. That pasuk is by animals. Right? I'm sorry. That's by bechor, by kosher animals. I'm sorry, not humans. By kosher animals. You can have two bechors by a kosher animal. Why? Because it says, Hazachar Mashem. Plural. So what happens by a kosher animal? It's a carbon. That's a carbon. Also, that's a mum. Otherwise, it's a carbon. So you can have two of them. Why? The pasuk is Hazachar. Plural. Right? So the Gemara adds, Valigmar Minei. So why don't you learn out from there? Right? By kosher animals, it says Hazacharim. So that, why should that did not apply anywhere else by the Bechor? So by donkeys also. So the Gemara says, no, ha, miyat rachmana, Hazacharim. No, it's like a miyat. The Torah said only these males. Only by kosher animals do I contemplate two bechoras, not by donkeys. Okay? It could be Omri.
What's the matter?
It doesn't make sense. It could be Omri. Others have another version. Now, this version is exactly the same. I don't know what the difference. I don't know if the Ikadiyami is adding on. It's exactly the same. Lema deloka Rabbi Yosef Galili. Let's say our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yosef Galili. Why? Dear Rabbi Yosef Galili, how Efshel Tam said, it could be exact. So why can't there be two Bukhars? Amar Baya, I feel tame Rabbi Yosef Galili. Right? You can even say our Mishnah is yes Rabbi Yosef Galili. Aye. Shiny Hassam, Tikhsiv Azachar Mashem. Right? That's different over there. Because over there it said Hazachar Mashem. See here, even if the twins, it's still only needing one Bukhar, not two. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Abaya doesn't make any sense, right? Rabbi Yirmiyah said, our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yosef Galili. Our Mishnah can't. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef Galili lasts two Bukhars and we don't. It can't be him. Abaya says, no, it could be only by kosher animals. He says, yeah, not by non kosher. It makes perfect sense why our Mishnah can't be Rosh Galili, right? That's what our Mishnah didn't say twins. Our Mishnah specifically did not say twins. What did it say? Two males. Yeah, in order for this question to get up the ground, it has to be twins. Why did the Mishnah say it? Now, why should it have said it? Why should it have said it? It's a much bigger chiddush. Even though they came out as twins, there's still only one Bukhar. That's a big chiddush. The fact that it has a baby this year, the baby next year. Now, I don't remember which one's the Bukhar. What kind of chiddush is that? What kind of chiddush is that? Only one Bukhar. Obviously, no? They're a year apart. But if they're twins, there's still only one Bukhar. Okay. I know that really the doctors will tell me there's no such thing that they can't come out at the same time. There's no such thing. I would have said, well, they came out within 5 minutes of each other. It's really the same thing. Big chiddush. No, don't say that. It's only one Bukhar. El Abaya, but according to Abaya, listen to Biyot Shnei Marjan Kechas. Why didn't the Mishnah use the following language? Two babies, twins are born. It should have said twins are born. And what would Rabbi Yossi hold? Only one Bukhar. Why only one Bukhar? Because it's not kosher animal. Right? V'od, also more. Tanya, it says, Chamora Shelo Bichra, if a donkey never had children, V'yolda Shnei Zecharim, and I had birth to gave birth to twin boys. Biyatzu shnei rashiim ke'echad, and they both stuck out their heads at the same time. Rabbi Yosef Galili Omer shteim l'kahanim. They both go to a kohen. You hear this? Even by donkeys he holds his two. Why? Shneim has a charam Hashem. Same pasuk. What? Vakit tziv hayt b'kiddushas a good one. That's written by kosher animals. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Ella mishum shneim has a charam Hashem. Because it says a Zechar Mashem, even if there's two donkeys, you have to give both to the Kohen? Tiyufta da Abaya, Tiyufta. Abaya can't be right. Abaya can't be right. And you know what? He's wrong. There's no way that our Mishnah could possibly be the sheet of Rosh Galili. You know why? Because Rosh Galili holds, you give both Bukhars, even if it's donkeys. Why? Because Rosh Galili says that. Okay? The Rabbanan. And what about the Rabbanan? Right? According to the Ravanan, it's impossible to be Matamzin. There's no way you can determine that they both came out at exactly the same time. Therefore, there'll always, always be only one Bukhar. Whether it's donkeys, animals, humans, it doesn't make a difference. Lema Kasavi Ravanan, listen to this one. Miksas Rechem Makdish. Let's say, according to the Ravanan, it must be that only part of the Rechem is Makdish. What does it mean, part of the Rechem? That means that even if a donkey, or a human, or a kosher animal, even if part of the animal comes out of the body, that's enough. Why? The kule rechamatish, if you require 100% leaving the body, leaving the womb, then nehi, the efshel tamtem, of true, you can't be metamtem, but chatzitza miha ikka, isn't there a chatzitza? Why is there a chatzitza? Because as baby number one is coming out, baby number two is also coming out. They're not coming out at the exact same time, but they're on the heels of each other, so much so that before number one is fully out, number two is halfway out. So what do you see? And what do we say? Which was the Bukhar? Number one. Obviously, Miksas Rechem is already done the deal. Because if you require full Rechem, then while number one's coming out, number two's halfway out, there's a Chatzitza.
In Yerun,
as they're emerging. Now, as they're emerging, as they're emerging. Exactly. No, it means contact with the exiting of the womb.
Contact with the outside.
So as number one's emerging, number two is halfway out. So number one never left the womb. What did it leave? It left half the womb and plus half the brother. The brother's being chotate between the number one, animal number one, and the womb. So what do you see?
Coming out.
Right, and number two is right there.
Behind it.
Let's say the hoof.
The hoof is another part of the animal.
Yeah. Even if 1% of the animal is touching the womb, then number one's not leaving the womb. What's it leaving? Exactly. He's holding on to his heel.
He's coming out. He's holding on to the heel. So his hand and the other one's heel come out at the same time.
Exactly. It's a chatzitza. So it must be. It's a very difficult question. But it must be. What? So it must be that Miksas Rechem is Maktish. The Gemara says, no, Amar Rav, Mimbimino, ain't a Chotei. No, it's Mimbimino. That's not Chotei. Okay? Excellent. Next. No piddle today. Zachar and Akeva, Mafresh Tleh. So we said, If you have a donkey and a keva, what do? You have to be makrish a tleh. What happens? You have two donkeys. They both never had babies. Right? Is that the case?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. One before putting a keva, and the donkey, you know which one came first.
Right. So you have to give one. You have to give one. The case is where you give one to yourself. One second.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, you give one for yourself, right? Why? Because there's in the cave. It's twins. A boy and a girl. You don't know which one came out first. Your mouth first one, but you get to keep it. Why you get to keep it? Because the Kohen has to bring a riot that the male came first. Never going to bring that riot. So the Gemara asks, then, Kiva de la Atmahu, Lamali la Frushe. Why do you have to be mouth first? Right? Why do you have to be mouth first? Why? What do you mouth first for? Good question.
No.
What do you mean makrish it for?
To take away the apostle kedusha of the bechara.
But there is no kedusha. Oh, so the Gemara answers, not kedusha. Kedusha is the wrong word. There is no kedusha. It's a trace animal. La fruit la kuye li isura mine, to take it away from the isur that's involved. In other words, we're saying now that until the donkey is either is exchanged with a tleh, it's asur bahana. That's what we're saying. Says Rashi, look at the top Tosfos. Exactly what we're saying. The liftero mimitzvahs arifa. Right? Forget that Tosfos. I'm sorry. Alma, what do you see from here? That Tosfos discusses how arifa plays in, which we're not doing today. Breaking the neck. Right? It's if you're not going to be posed it, you have to break its neck. So is that the same story? Fine. Amar, where am I? Alma, what do you see from here? Kivan de lo maskali sura, right? As long as you don't take away the iser, asur bahana. It's asur bahana. Why are you being mafresh to tleh? You're not doing anything with it anyway. You're keeping it for yourself. What are you being mafresh for? Have to move it from that part of the pen to that part of the pen? For a reason. Because until you do that, the chamor is asr bahana. Why? It's a suffix. Yeah?
What's the suffix of arifa?
So why would you do arifa? Maybe you don't have a sheep. I don't know. We didn't learn anything about arifa. I don't know.
You can't do arifa on a sweka.
What?
You can't do arifa.
How do you know? No, what Tosfos is saying is, I'll be makrish to tleh misafek to remove the requirement of arifa. That's what Tosfos is saying. What about that? I'll be makrish to misafek not because the chamor is asur bahana. That's not why. Then I'll do misafek and I'll have to do arifa. So Tosfos says, that doesn't make any sense because arifa and pedi are the same thing. If you don't have to be posed misafek, you don't have to do arifa misafek. That's what all Tosfos said. Anyway, so what are we saying over here? That until you do the pediyah, the chamar is asur bahana. Right? Masnis and Mani. Who's the author of a Mishnah? Rabbi Yehudahi, the Tanya, Petach Hamar Asabana. Right? Rabbi Shimon, by the way, is Matir. Now, it doesn't say who the Tanakhama is. We assume it's Rabbi Yehuda. Why? So the Sheet of Bekabetta says, look through Shas, the person who argues with Rabbi Shimon the most in Shas is Rabbi Yehuda. So probably it's him. So he's the one who holds that Petach Hamar is Asabana, the Shur says Mutabana. My time of Rabbi Yehuda. Why is Rabbi Yehuda saying Asar Bana? Amar Ula, listen to this. Yeshin Chadavish Atzarech Pidia Umudr. Is there ever something in the world that's Asar Bana? I'm sorry. That requires Pidyon and it's Mudr? Ever such a thing in the world? The answer is no. So why should this be different? The Gemara says, V'lo? What about Bahari B'char Adam? What about B'char Adam? Atzarech Pidia, a person. He's a B'char. He requires pidyon aben. So does his father never did pidyon aben when he was 30 days old? Halacha just do it himself. So you're not allowed to hire this guy to work for you? Asabana? Of course not. Pidyu mutter? What kind of thing? Is there ever such a thing? Of course, a person. Ever such a thing that requires pidyu yet is a mutter bana? Yeah, a human being. He requires pidyu. What? What do you mean the baal?
In this case,
it's
human
being. No, the donkey doesn't bahana. No, Rashi says, Bechor Adam, Mutter bahana, Lamaisa Yadav, Kota Padiyah. The guy's allowed to work for you before you redeem him. The hello, Ashkechan, the Asr, there's nowhere in Shas where Bechor is Asr, then it wasn't Maisa Yadayim. You can hire him to mow your lawn.
I thought it was the
so the father might be no rule like that. So the father might be about to listen and I say. So what you have to say that maybe there was no father. Who knows? Whatever it is, they weren't religious. Whatever it is, the point is not true. So the Gemara says, "Ella." Now this is what I meant to ask: Yesh l'chadavar she'afkida alav Torah b'seh umutar. Is there ever a requirement where the Torah requires a kedil with a seh and this mutar b'hanah? Says Rashi, "Kiva dechamer kulei hai since we're so machmir shekava lo hakasav pidyon b'seh that the Torah requires a pidyon b'seh." Veloba acher, and not something else, vadai asr bahana, certainly it's asr bahana. Explains the Chazon Ish. Every other pidiyah in the Torah, it's the value of the item. Rashi says, v'machmir so much over here that we require a seh. Says the Chazon Ish, it's also a bit cooler by Petach Hamar, because the seh is not worth the same amount as the donkey. But the answer is, it doesn't make a difference. When I have Maiser Sheni that I have to be poded, I can't be poded with a seh. What if it's $1 million worth of Maiser Sheni? I give one seh. Right? The answer is, it's equal value. Here, what Rashi calls it a chumrah, what he means is, I don't care about value. I don't care about value. All I care about is, what do I care about? I only care about that it has to be a set. If it has to be a set, that obviously it's asr b'hana. Why does it follow one to the other? Not so clear why.
That's the special thing about this.
Right. So why is it also
about that? There are a lot of differences on this than any other miser
right.
Or
right. So when I want to impose it, when I impose it my son, I have to give 5 slime. What if I give 5 slime worth of potato chips?
Okay,
I'm allowed to do that.
But the follow up is he's worth more than 5 slime.
Right.
Maybe not, but
right.
In general.
Right. But the 5 slime can be given in Shabbat Keter. I can't give a seh's worth of potato chips to be posed at Petach Hamar. Not allowed to.
Right.
I have to give the seh.
And to be posed a son, it also has to be in Shabbat. No.
No, it can be Shabbat Keter. We do Keter, we machmir. Yes. No. You can, yeah. What about Maaser Sheni? Oh, Maaser Sheni is gonna be an exception. What about Truma? I'm posed to Truma, whatever.
Okay, Maaser Sheni also brings it.
It has to be only coins. We're gonna see in a minute.
But he's gonna change the produce into something else.
Right. But what that something else is, it doesn't make a difference. So therefore, but here, it's obviously asr b'hana. Why? Because the Torah said, I only want a set. Okay? So the Gemara said, will be a kpida? Wait a minute, does the Torah even care? Va'amar Rav Nechemya Brei Dov Yosef, parakle b'shilke b'shavui. He gave the value of grass as a shavui. Right? So the Gemara says, right, you're right. Well, he gave the value of grass of a set. B'shevayah v'lo kamrinan, ki kamrinan shalom b'shevayah. V'hachi kamrinan. Yesh l'chadavah shakpidah l'avtorah l'afkuri b'yithur b'seh. Is there anything else that the Torah requires only a seh or its value? Right? In other words, when you're redeeming, you don't redeem the value of a donkey. Donkey's worth much more than a seh. You redeem the value of a seh. See, you want to give that in Shabbat Kesef? That's good also. But if the value of a seh doesn't make any sense, why should that be? The answer is, it's a quirk. The Torah only wants a seh. The donkey's worth $1,000. Seh's worth $100. You want to give $100 to a donkey? You could.
But the sum's the same way. He's not worth five shots.
Correct. Correct. But the point is that value is determined by the Torah.
No, but the point I'm trying to say is there are different
each has different rules. Right. So the Gemara, you're right. So the Gemara says, what about Barei Meiser? What about Meiser? Shekpida lav Torah b'kesef tzura. The Torah requires you to give kesef tzura, a coin. Utnan minted. Utnan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. B'mezid kadosh petach amar nami mikdasha. What if I makadosh a woman with my shesheni money? Am I allowed to do that? The answer is yes. Kidur b'lazer. And what same thing over here with petach amar? Kidur b'lazer. Damar b'lazer. Ishi adas. A woman knows she ain't my shesheni. She mischal al yada. She can't use my shesheni, right? V'alav v'achos of Yerushalayim. She has to go and eat in Yerushalayim. So when I give a woman my shesheni, am I makadosh her? Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Why? Because she can go to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So it's her company. Right, the Tulsa has the whole thing. When does she kadosh? Now or when she sets foot in Yerushalayim? Right? Tulsa says right now. Right? Look at the top, second Tulsa. Mashma hacha mikudeshet, bigvulin, right here in Haifa, kodem shadigil Yerushalayim, before you get to Yerushalayim. Does make sense. Hacha nani here too. Ishi adas the petach amor isura iste. Everybody knows a petach amor is asur vana. What did you give her a donkey for? The answer is, she's going to get it redeemed with a set. And she'll get the value of the difference. Right? Exactly. Baini, baini. Rav Shimon, my time. Why does Rav Shimon say different? Why does he say it's mutter? Amr Ula. Can you ever have such a thing like that? The set is mutter. But the pigeon is utter. The chamor is utter. That's why the pigeon is also a mutter. But the whole thing is mutter. You don't have that? I redeem A with B, so B is mutter, but A is usher. That doesn't make any sense. So the says mutter and the donkey's usher? That can't be possible.
Usher until you redeem it.
No, after the redemption. Before the redemption. No such thing like that. So, because I'll tell you why. By kudshim. Let's say you have an animal. Rashi said, let's say you have an animal that's possible. So you redeem it with another animal. So you don't need an animal to basically get the mum. So what happens? It's usher. You still can't play with that animal. So you redeem it for a good animal. Now that animal becomes usher. Right? That animal has to be more for a carbon. So there's no case like this. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Below? Are we shviyas? What about shmita? The pidyono mutter, the yatsura. I have shmita produce. I'm not allowed to sell that. What happens when I sell it? The kedusha transfers to the money. What happens to the shmita? It becomes mutter. Right? No, that's not true. Bare asu vahi asura, it's asur. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Rashi explains that he didn't. The person who asked this question didn't know the next Mishnah, which says Chazanish says, how can it be possible that someone didn't know a Mishnah? This is a very short Mishnah. Shvi is nami pidyona asur. Damar mar hakwan asur. If I have shvita produce, I sell it to Marcel, and then he sells it to Simcha, and Simcha sells it to Yossi. The last one's usher. The last one's usher and the first one's usher. The fruits are always usher. And then he buys wine. And then he sells it and he buys oil. And then he buys meat. And then he buys chicken. The last one's usher and the fruits are always usher. Everything in the middle, the Kedusha went away. The Isser went away. What do you see from here? It's not true. It's always usher. The question is, who's the last one on the chain? V'bayseima. Therefore, says Rav Shimon, it's mutter. Another time, who do we share my crock of the arguing about a potluck. The Tanya, well, Savod, but Bechor Sharcha, Abel Ata over Bishalcha, Ubishalachayrim. You're not allowed to use your Bechor. What about if it's you, with you and a guy, you're a partner? That is mutter. Well, Savod, Bechor, Tonecha, you're not allowed to shear the Bechor of a sheep. Abel Ata goes in Shalcha, Bishalachayrim. But you can shear if it's partners. David Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Lo Savod, Bechor Sharcha. You're not allowed to shear the animal, the bechor. Avol ata oved bechor adam. Avol ata oved bechor adam. But a bechor adam, yes. Lo sagas bechor tzoncha. You're not allowed to shear the bechor of a sheep. Avol ata gozed bechor chamor. But a chamor is mutabana. Right? What do you see from here? that Rabbi Yehuda holds Asar Bahana. Bishlam al Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, this makes perfect sense. Hayan Jasif Trey Kroy. I have two psukim. El Rabbi Yehuda, what did Rabbi Yehuda have two psukim for? Tell you that with a goy it's mutter? Why did he know that twice? Trey Kroy, Lemute Shalakhav, Shal Khayab Lamali. Why do we need it twice? Also, if it's still Rabbi Yehuda, the Khar Adam Nami, name of Asar? Or the Khar Adam also going to be Asar? Even though we said already it's not true. Ella the Kuliyama, Shark, Lemute, Bukhar Adam Udasa. The Bukhar. Sharcha is l'me'ute a'adam. Adam is mutter b'hana. Ki pligi b'tzoncha. The argument of the word tzoncha. Rabbi Yehuda l'tanei. The amar shutfet over to chav l'chayavet b'chora. A shutfet is chayiv in b'chor. Ki itzrich kra l'mishrei b'giza v'avoda. Even though there's no b'chor if you're partners with a goy, but you're still not allowed to shear it. Still a little bit of a shemitz of kedusha. Or shimon tzavar, shutfet over to chav p'tur min ha'b'chor. There is no b'chor. U'le inyan giza v'avoda lo itzrich kra. Because you're allowed to, because there's no kedusha at all. Yisrukwa lepetach amor. I only need the positive for petach amor. Now, Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda Hayin the Tzif Tzoncha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's why it says Tzoncha. Why is it Tzoncha? That not only your Tzon is Aser. That only your Tzon is Aser. If it's a partner, it's Mutter. V'sharcha Asu Tzoncha. And the word Sharcha is written Agav Tzoncha. Ella l'Rabbi Shimon Sharcha v'Tzoncha Lomali. Why does it say Sharcha plural? Tzoncha plural. There's no reason for that. Kasha, okay, it's a Kasha. Right? We'll do one more minute. Amar Rabba, Umod Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, what? Tone. Don't shear the tone. Why tone cha?
It's your tone.
No, but he holds it even if it's a guy also.
Oh, okay.
Even if you're a partner, it's also applied. So why say tone? Now, even though we said Rav Shimon holds that the chapeta chamor is mutter bahana, till you redeem it, right? Mutabana, like we said, he'll mutabana. On our Moshe of Shimon, lach arifa shu aser. After arifa, then it's aser bana. After you kill it, now you can't do anything with it. You have to bury it. Why? My time. Why? Gomer arifa me'egla rufa. Tegdei reshava. Amar rava bena midala. How do I know that? Titania. Arla. Now let's have enough from that. Playa Karib, Aserbana. Sharanitzka, Aserbana. Egla Rufa, Aserbana. Tifur Mitzora, Aserbana. Petach Hamor, Aserbana. Basa Bechal, Aserbana. Kulam Tmeim, Tumas Oakland. They all are Tumas Oakland. If you're going to serve any of this to a guy. Right? Rav Shimon Omar, Kulam and Matam and Tumas Oakland. None of them are Matam and Tumas Oakland. Why? None of it's edible. However, Moj Rav Shimon, Basa Bechalav, Shematam and Tumas Oakland. Except for Basa Bechalav. Why? Is Basa Bechalav different? Because it was once mutter. Nothing else was ever mutter. This was once mutter. So it's a quirk. No, it wasn't. How? How was it mutter? You don't eat it. It's a donkey. No, it's over eating. In my time, there's Shimon. Excuse me, call ochel, show yochel. Ochel, shat yochel, achilu, lachem, kar yochel. Ochel, you're allowed to eat cold ochel. Ain't the ochel, yochel, achilu, lachem, are you kar ochel? If it's not ochel, if it's not ever mutter to eat, go ahead, don't count. It's never mutter. A donkey's never mutter. It's not aser bana. Then it's aser bana. Once the bechal was once mutter, then it's not aser bana. What do you see from here? According to Shimon, once you do arifa, it's aser bana. Exactly. All right, we'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. Exactly.